Share number 39, Yudal Tevis, Toshin Samach Zayin. We are holding in the beginning of Psuki de Zimra, in the Tefillah of Hodu, which can be found in the regular R scroll Siddur on page 60, and in the blue Siddur on page 26, line number 11. That's the blue Siddur. Page 26, line number 11, and the regular Arshul Siddur, page 60. Now, just one quick halacha, which we mentioned, that we just finished saying Baruch Shamar. Not now at 9:10, but maybe a little problematic. But in our travels through the Siddur, we just finished saying Baruch Shamar. As soon as we say Baruch Shamar, we have to immediately, like we mentioned in the past, say Hodu LaHashem Kiru Bishmo. The reason for that is because we said we just made the bracha, and we have to now eat. The Kuzari explains in his sefer that just like the guf, the body, needs to eat three times a day, so too the soul needs to eat three times a day. Now, some people might say, "Listen, I eat more than three times a day," but God said only three spiritual meals a day. So that's, we have the Shachar, the Mincha, and the Maariv. So we have to eat right away. We have to continue with the Hodu LaHashem, Kiru Shmo, before we have any interruptions. Even if a person would pause for too long of a amount of time, that would also be problematic. Okay? Now, before we continue with some explanation on part of this tefillah, we have to learn a little the history. We're now entering into the new phase, as we said, Baruch Shamar, and most of it is Tehillim. Or if it's not Tehillim, it's from parts of Tanakh. That being the case, what's the history behind Hodu? Before Shmuel HaNavi became the leader of Klal Yisrael, of the Jews, the Kohen HaGadol, the leader, was Eli HaKohen. In his days, a tremendous tragedy took place. The Aron Kodesh was taken captive by the Plishtim. Correct. It was there for 7 months, and during that time period, there were tremendous tragedies taking place to the Plishtim, until they finally opened their eyes and realized, okay, we don't want it anymore. We got the message. You know, they were a little slow, so it took them 7 months, but they got the message. It came back. They sent it back miraculously on the wagon, and the wagon brought it back to us. Now, once again, we're talking about a time period before the Beis Hamikdash. There was no Beis Hamikdash. There was a Mishkan Shiloh. It was, just to get quickly the main point here, it came back and it was resting in a place for 20 years. After that time, David HaMelech wanted to bring it back to Yerushalayim. So he brought it up to Eretz Zion, a place in Yerushalayim, and for the next 43 years, it was there. On its way back into Yerushalayim, if we recall that David HaMelech was dancing in front of the Aron, this is that time period, this is what we're talking about. When people would look at the Aron Kodesh, they would get hit, smitten, they might even have died because of the Kedusha. David HaMelech put on a special garment, gold, and he danced in front of it, and he did somersaults. And he was giving praise to God. This was the whole discussion with one of his wives, that she felt that he was disgracing himself, and he said, no, this is the proper respect to give, to lower yourself to the honor of God. That he was dancing in front of the Aron Kodesh, that people should look at him. He took the attention out from the Aron Kodesh, that people should not look at it, but rather they should look at him with this gold garment, and people would be saved. As we know, there are two daily karbonos, karbon tamid shel shachar, karbon tamid shel ben arbayim, the morning and afternoon karbonos. Besides those two offerings, David HaMelech instituted two more offerings during this 43-year time period, until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. What we're going to say now, start learning for the next few weeks, are the songs that accompanied the offerings. And that's the tefillah we're about to learn. The tefillah of Hodu Hashem Kiru Shmo, give thanks to Hashem, call out in His name, was established by David HaMelech at this time period. That's the history behind it. These same words, very similar words, can be found in two different places in Tehillim, in chapter 105, and as well as in chapter 96. The first 15 verses, that's what was said during the morning offering that David HaMelech instituted. The next 14 was by the afternoon offering. Okay, so that's the basic history behind it. Okay, so now we continue with the Hodu. And we're going to read just a few lines tonight and try to take out something from these lines. And as we continue, we'll take out some more from it. Hodu Lashem kir b'shmo, hodiyo v'amim alu losov. Give thanks to Hashem, declare His name, make His actions known among the people. Shiru loy zamru loy sichu b'chol nifloisov. Sing to Him, make music to Him, speak of all His wonders. Yishallu b'shem kodshoy, yismach leiv mevakshi Hashem. Glory is His holy name, be glad of heart, you who seek Hashem. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoy, bakshu fono of tamid. Search out Hashem and His might, seek His presence always. Okay, if we could cover that tonight, that'd be nice. What's the first word we say in the morning when we open our eyes? Modeh. What does Modeh mean? Modeh ani? We're giving thanks to Hashem. Modeh and Hodu are the same word, same meaning. We're giving thanks to Hashem. Hakaras HaTov, to show appreciation, is one of the main fundamental principles of our religion. We have the situation where it goes, everything that takes place in our lives always goes back, traces back to where? To Adam and Chava, to that whole scenario. What took place over there? Adam was given a gift, a present. He was given his wife. Then it came to be that they sinned. God says, what happened? So he says, Adam responds, the lady that you gave me, she caused me to sin. What did he say? Well, in essence, what did he do? He was kafui toiv. Kafui toiv is the opposite of appreciation. He should lack appreciation. An ingrate. So people, they learn, and the Sfarim discuss that a person should try to correct the sin of Adam. And what did Adam do? He listened to his wife. So what do people want to say? Okay, listen, my job here is not to listen to my wife. They're taking the wrong message. And in all seriousness, we see over there that the source of not showing appreciation goes all the way back to the beginning of times. And it's incumbent upon all of us to try to show appreciation in every single aspect possible. There was a yeshiva of the Mir, of Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal. The Mir in Yerushalayim, he came from Europe. Tremendous masmid, I was always learning. I heard a story that he had a guest that was supposed to come for a Shabbos Suda, for a Shabbos meal. And the guest came, he sits down, and he came a few minutes late. And the Rebbetzin gives him some food. So he wondered what happened to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So, like we said, the guest came a few minutes late. So, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he already ate his Shabbos Suda, and he went back to learn. He was a tremendous masmid, always learning, always learning. This man, I heard, wrote down, this great Rosh Hashiva, over 3,000 different aspects of appreciation for his wife. 3,000. This is before emails, computers, typewriters, whatever you want to call it. They had typewriters, though. He didn't use a typewriter. 3,000.
He's not the one who wrote, "How do I love thee when they count thy ways?"
I don't think so.
Okay. Just
check. Yeah, I don't think so.
Was he living with his wife at the time?
I believe so. That's and he appreciated everything she did. This is what we do when we wake up in the morning. We say, "Moida anil fanecha." We thank God for what? For the fact that we can move, we can breathe. Not everybody wakes up in the morning. We are starting the whole Psukim to Zimra with this concept as well. Hodu LaHashem. Give thanks to Hashem. Kiru Bishmo. Declare His name. It is not an inborn, innate nature to give thanks. As we all know with the little children, that when they're given something, what do we tell them? What do you say? What do you say? Exactly. By the way, I think that's a very good way of education for children. Not say thank you, but what do you say? Then if the child says, "Oh, I had to say thank you now." As our friend Simple points it out. So what do you say? Because we have to train the children. As we discussed in the past, a child is born and the hand is closed. It's tight. It's very tight. Those little babies, they have a strong grip. And we have to peel that hand open. Because when they come into the world, when we all come into the world, we all say, "Everything is ours. It's mine." And that's one of the first words the kids learn. My youngest child is now coming to speaking more and more, and you know, everything's mine. When the person leaves the world, as we said, what do we say happens? His hand is open. He leaves with nothing. The truth is told. So too over here, we start in the whole Psukim de Zimra. The point of this tefillah of Hodu is the Akiras Hara, is to uproot the Ra, uproot the evil. We discussed in the past that Psukim de Zimra is a situation where a person has to break the barriers between him and Hashem. There are these mechitzas, these separations, and the Psukim de Zimra opens the barriers and connects him to Hashem. That's what's taking place by Hodu right now. Hodu Hashem Kiru Shmo, he is giving thanks to Hashem. If he's showing appreciation to Hashem, what is he doing in essence? He's not saying it's his. He's not saying it's his power, it's his strength that gave him all this wealth. Like that his intellect is from himself. No. It's all, he's attributing it all to Hashem. That's Hodu LaHashem Kiru Bishmo. If we turn in the blue sitter to the Modim Dirabanan, which we say when the Chazan repeats the Shemona Esrei, on the, it's page 58, line number 1 in the blue sitter. In the regular R school sitter, it's page 113. Thank you. How does it end over there, towards line number 9 and 10, in the gray side? U'la'avdecha b'lev shalem, we should serve you with a complete heart. Al sha'anachnu moidim lach. For what? Which we thank you for the fact that we thank you. Al sha'anachnu, that we thank you, that we thank you, moidim lach, that we thank you. Rashi explains on this, that we're thanking Hashem for the ability to thank you. Like we all know that we come to take things for granted in life. The ability to come to appreciate is something that we have to appreciate. That in and of itself. There are some people, as we all know, that They never say thank you. They think everything's coming to them. And they're not just little children. Because they don't focus on these points. They don't understand, what is Hodu here for? What is Mode Ani here for? It's coming to tell me that everything I have is from Hashem.
Why do they use La instead of Lacha?
I don't know offhand. Mr. Shem, when we get to Shimon Esri over here, you remind me? I'm sorry? Okay, well, once again, when we get there, you'll have to you'll make a note. It might be a couple of years. If not, I'll try to get you back to you before then. So we finished with the first two few words of Hodu LaHashem according to Rav Schwab Zatzal, the way he explains that the idea of Hodu LaHashem is to have this constant idea of appreciation on our minds to Hashem. When a person davens, many times we feel our prayers aren't answered. Right? I'm sure we've all davened for the winning lottery numbers, Powerball, this and that. No? Okay, because we're a smart man over here. Not all of us are smart.
These people that win these things, they become very depressed. They've done all the research, they end up in mental institutions.
Everybody or just most people?
They say most of the people. Really
most. There's some exceptions, I'm sure.
I think a from person would be for you.
Maybe I'm a simple on this one. The problem is that many of us, when we daven, we're davening for things we don't have. As my good friend Avraham Gedalia told me, the name of Rav David Kaplan was here not too long ago, that when we come to daven, we have to say, thank you Hashem, I have eyes. Thank you Hashem, I have hands. Thank you Hashem, I have feet. Thank you Hashem, I can breathe. Thank you Hashem, I don't have to be on the machine to take care of my needs. The list doesn't end. The doctors here are not, you know, we all know that the list is endless. That's what we have to daven for. We have to daven to appreciate, thank you Hashem for what I do have. That's what Hodu is telling us. Kiru Bishmoi, you go to the next couple words, back in the field of Hodu. So, basically what we're saying over here is everything is coming from Hashem. Kiru Bishmo. Everything is in Hashem's power, and we're attributing everything back to Hashem. And who was the first one to do this? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the one, as we mentioned a long time ago, that he was the one who brought Adoin Olam, Hashem's name, as a master of the universe down to this world. The Gemara in Brachas tells us he was the one that made Hashem's name famous, if you will. Once again, there was Avraham Avinu. He was on one side of the world and everybody else was on the other side of the world. Imagine walking up and down Montgomery with a yarmulke on your head, going to shul and people saying remarks at you, are you crazy? Come on, that's not a religion. Everybody else against you, the whole entire world. This is Avraham Avinu. How long would a person last? Avraham Avinu lasted 70 years, you think?
170.
It's 170 years lasting like that? The average person?
Not the average.
The average person, yeah. Maybe 7 seconds? So Avraham Avinu, what he did was, he gave us a spiritual DNA that we can last now as well. And we live now in a world when this is done to us, as we know from the article not too long ago, that people are attacking us. Whether it's denying one of the greatest tragedies that ever happened to us as a nation that took place a few weeks ago. Whatever it might be. Kiru Bishmoy, on the positive sense, always focus, everything comes from Hashem. This is coming from the Gra. The Gra tells us, the Vilna Gaon tells us in another place, that whenever a person he learns, and he understands something that he's learning, and he thinks the same way as the Mefarshim, as the Rishonim and the Achronim, and he understands the Gemara correctly, what should his response be?
Baruch Hashem.
Why? What is he doing when he's saying Baruch Hashem? He's saying, oh, Hashem, it's you. It's not me. Kiru Bishmoy. Call out Bishmoy in his name. Hodul Hashem, give thanks to Hashem. Kiru Bishmoy, declare his name. Rav Sham Shlomo Follow Her, she says that the literal translation of these words means as follows. He called everything by the name of Hashem. He called everything by the name of Hashem. Basically, what he's saying is that when Avraham Avinu was doing this, every single thing that existed, that is Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. We have the beauty of this, these flowers, these trees here. They're not real. But everything is Hashem. I want to skip to something else, which I'm not sure if we can get to later, so I'll just say it now. I'm going to come back to it. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. We say later on, Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem, that the happy heart is that one who seeks Hashem. How do we understand this? Many times a person, he looks for something. If he doesn't find that lost item, he's not going to be too happy. I know a person who was looking for a certain item which he bought, or at least he thought he bought it, and he's looking all over the house, and he asks his wife to start helping to look for it. After a long, long time, they finally realize they never bought it. They were looking for something in the house that didn't exist. He wasn't too happy. So how do we understand this? Mevakshei Hashem, Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. Who's going to be happy here? The one who searches out for Hashem. It's interesting, but if you look in the book that Rashi writes on Philo, he says that he knew of a certain person who was Japanese who started searching for God. And he writes, he went from being an atheist to a agnostic to a Christian to became Reformed Jew, and then Conservative Jew, and then all the way up to the real thing, the real McCoy. And what does he say next? He says, this person learned in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. And he says his name. And when I was learning this, I said, I know this person. I learned there also. And this person writes the trials and tribulations that he went through. Because not only Jews search out for God, other people search out for God as well. But only Yismach Lev, if they honestly search out for God, to find God, to see the meaning of God, will they be happy. We say in a tefillah, Anu Amelim V'Hem Amelim. We work and they work. Anu amelim mekabel schar. We work and get reward. V'hem amelim v'hem mekabel schar. And they work, they meaning the non-Jews, and they don't get reward. Now, any of us who ever worked in this room or do work, I'm sure if we had a boss and at the end of the day, the boss says, okay, what'd you do all day today? And you told him, well, I sweated a lot. I was working very hard. I was here 6:30 in the morning until it's now 7:15. He says, oh, very nice. It's nice. What'd you do? Well, I tried this deal and that deal and this deal and that deal. It was very difficult. He says, okay, get to the point. What'd you do? And you have nothing to show him. He's not going to appreciate it. Anu amelim mekabel schar, we work and get reward. Because no matter how hard we work, no matter how much they work, unless they have a bottom line, an outcome, whether it's a computer programming, or whether it's whatever it might be, unless they have the bottom line, it's not good. by us. It's the effort that Hashem wants from us. It's that schwitzing. It's that sweating. It's the toiling. That's what Hashem wants from us. That's why we, Anu Mekabel Schar, we get the reward. That goes back to Yitzmach Leiv Mevakshi Hashem. Who's going to be happy? The one who's Mevakish Hashem. Because the mere fact he's searching out for God, he bought it, he found it. He never left it in the store. Through tefillah, we have the ability of fulfilling many mitzvahs. In the Kiru Bishmoy, going back to now, Kiru Bishmoy, we have three mitzvahs, three commandments that we can fulfill. One is, V'zachart es Hashem Elokecha, you should remember God. Remember your God. Kiru Bishmoy, you're calling out to Hashem. When the person calls out to somebody, he's saying, you have that ability to help me. Kiru b'shmoy. That's v'zacharta as Hashem l'kecha. Why? Ki hu anois nocha koyach lasas chayel. He gives you the strength to be successful. The next one, the next mitzvah a person fulfills when he says kiru b'shmoy. Al toimer b'lovavcha koyach m'oitzim yodi also is a chayel azeh. Koyach my strength v'oitzim yodi, the power made for me this wealth. When a person is saying it's Kiru Bishmoy, it's you, God, who did this. So he's saying it's not me. Another mitzvah he's fulfilling. And the third mitzvah he fulfills just by saying these words, Kiru Bishmoy. V'yadato in lovecha ki kashe yaser ish es benoy Hashem lakecha yasrecha. That a person has to know that whatever happens in this world, Hashem is our Father. And Hashem is rebuking us for our good. Kiru Bishmoy. We are accepting whatever happens. That is all in Hashem's hands. The Grod tells a beautiful pshat. He says like this. What does Hashem do for us? Hashem knows exactly what we need. So the chesed, the kindness that Hashem does for us, is that He gives us everything we need. And sometimes we have things, and all of a sudden it's taken away from us. And we wonder why that happened. And the answer is because Hashem says, I want you to get the kapara. Kapara, I want you to get the redemption over here. A person deserves a certain punishment. So Hashem says, I'm going to take it away. That which I gave you in the past, I'm going to diminish it now. Because you'll get your punishment here in this world, and you won't get it in the world to come. That's the chesed of Hashem, the chesed, the kindness of Hashem. That's all incorporated in Kiru Bishmoy. And call out to His name. Haidiyu, we continue with still the first line. Haidiyu v'amim ali loisof. We should make known among the nations, among the peoples, His actions. What are His actions? On the similar vein that we just mentioned. A student of the Gro, the Talmud of the Gro, the Siach Yitzchak, he says as follows. A person, he did something, he's obligated for the death penalty, death sentence. What does Hashem do? Hey, this person gets a knock on the door, he gets something in the mail, he gets a phone call. The person says, can I please have tzedakah, some charity? The person opens up his wallet, writes a check, whatever it is, and he gives the poor person the money, the tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Charity saves from death. What happens is, is that this person in Shemayim, in the heavens, he was going to die. Hashem, with the chesed, Haydiu v'amim aliloisav, we should make known among the people, among the nations, his kindness. What's his kindness? His kindness is that person, he gets that knock on the door. Now sometimes a person might think, you know, listen, I get stuck here, stuck there. It's the chesed of Hashem. The chesed of Hashem, that Hashem appoints this certain person to come into his door. So the person can be given the tzedakah, and now he's saved from death. Haydiu v'amim aliloisav. This is the kindness of God. Once again, another way to explain, Haydu Hashem Kiru Bishmoi, call out to his name, Haydu Vamim Aliloisov, make his actions known amongst the peoples. It can be understood with the Ramban, Nachmanides, which we've said in the past, and we'll say it again. And what did the Ramban tell us at the end of Parshas Bo? He tells us as follows. The main purpose of all the mitzvahs, of all the commandments, are for what reason? Shenamin belokeinu v'noida ilov shehu baronu. Shenamin, that we should believe in our God. Hoidu l'Hashem, we should believe in our God. And he says, this is the purpose of creation. You know what people live their whole entire lives, have no idea what they're here for? No idea at all. The purpose of creation, of all the mitzvahs were here, given to us, so that we should know that God created us. And that's the whole reason why God created the world down here, that man should know that he has a creator above. And this is the reason why what? Why we elevate our vocal cords in davening. Davening is not a library. A shul is not a library. That doesn't mean, what don't we do in libraries? We don't talk. That doesn't mean we talk in shul. The shul is the place, kavanas hayetzira, he says. The point is, the kavanas roimimus hakol, the point of elevating our vocal cords, betfilos and davening, in the shuls, and the merit of people coming together, is what purpose? It's for us all to say, b'riyosecha anachnu, you are our creator. You created us. Once again, the purpose of the whole entire creation. And why did Hashem give us the mitzvahs, the commandments, is that we should come to say, you created us. And that we see right here in this Haydu Hashem Kiru Bishmoi Haydu V'Amim Aloilosov. Give thanks to Hashem. That's Haydos Hashem. That's what the Ramban is telling us. L'harim Kolein V'Tfilo Kiru Bishmo, call out to him. Elevate your vocal cords. Where? In davening. That's Kiru Bishmoi. Declare his name. And what else should we do? We should tell others that there's a God out there. Haydiu v'amim aliloisav. Make known to others his actions. This is all in the first sentence. And once again, this is what was said every single day. This is what David HaMelech instituted to be said. By where? By the Nagir, by the Karban Tamid of the Aron Kodesh. Now, how does a person make known to the world God's actions? What does he do? This day and age, we have media, we have television, we have all sources of saying, what should he do? He should go to Hollywood and make a Jewish show and he thinks, no.
Emulate him,
that's right. Emulate him, emulate his ways. Follow in his footsteps. We're going to end with one piece for tonight. Maybe we'll come back. We'll come back, Mr. Next week, just to bring out Seth's point over here. Emulate Hashem. What is Hashem? He's compassionate. He's merciful. We have to be compassionate. We have to be merciful to ourselves, to others. We have the pasuk, Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi. Search out Hashem. This is line number 14. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi. Search out Hashem and His strength, His might. Bakshu fon of Tommy, seek His presence, His countenance always. How do we emulate God? What do? How do we come close to God? Oiz is Torah. Strength, might is Torah. There are two components to be successful in learning. One is no pain, no gain. You have to work hard. The next one is davening to Hashem. One without the other, we won't be successful. Person davens to Hashem, but never puts in effort, it's not going to work. Person puts in effort, but feels it's all coming from himself, doesn't daven to Hashem. What is davening to Hashem? Davening to Hashem is saying, Hashem, everything is you. And that's what we're saying over here as well. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi. We have to work hard. We're toiling in His Torah. What is the head of the pasuk end? Bakshu fon of tamid. Daven to Him on a continuous basis, constantly, for His assistance. With those two components, the Gemara tells us a person will be successful. It's a tremendous yitzahara. A person walks into a base medrash, and he sees the Gemaras and the Svarim and the Mishnayis and all the commentaries. And even if you just walk downstairs, I've had people, they told me, how's it possible? How can a person know all this? And it's a little scary, it's a little overwhelming. And this is the antidote. This is the antidote right over here. And we say it every day. And when we say these words, we have to put this inside of our system. Dirshu Hashem, search out Hashem, v'uzoi, and His might. Bakshu fon of tamid, seek His presence on a constant basis. How do we seek His presence on a constant basis? Because we dive into Hashem constantly. Hashem, please help me. 3 times a day. And it's not just 3 times a day, but on a regular level. Every single second of our lives. We dive into Hashem. We ask Hashem, please help me. And what do we have to do? Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi. Search out. Uzoi is Torah. We have to make sure we have set times in the morning and the night that we learn. And this will be one of our first questions that will be asked when we get up to heaven. Kavat itim l'Torah. Did we set time to learn? We all have busy lives. If not, then we should make sure we're busy. And this is one of the things that we have to make sure we're busy with. The Gemara over there in Nida, which says, gives us this prescription for success in learning, that says we have to work hard and with the Dama to Hashem. It tells us also with the Ma'id B'Schayra. The lessen our work. Now, I'm not telling anybody not to, you know, his boss says to be there 9 to 5. He says, hey, listen, you know, Wednesday night, go speak to that person who gives that class Wednesday night. You know, don't give my phone number, please. That's not what I'm saying here. The source of it all is in the mind. If a person says he wants to learn more, seriously, and he makes, and that's his goal, and when he has his free time, if that's what he's always saying when he's busy, he'll make sure he'll be learning. I heard from one of my rebbeim, Rav Rebbe Shlita, he said in the name of the Gra, that a person has to ask himself, when he's busy doing other things, important things he should be doing, he should say, when will I be free to go learn? And what happens? When he's free, he's going to go learn. Now, when he's doing those actions, whatever he's doing, he's shopping, whatever he's doing, he should do it. Make sure he's, you know, he shouldn't be concentrating on the apple. When will I be free to go learn? You know, buy the apples. When the time comes and he's free, he should go learn.